Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
4 minutes past the hour here in our nation's capital, 8:04 for those of you that don't speak radio. Tapped into 106.7 The Fan. And the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham will take you up to 10 o'clock. Celtics and Knicks getting ready to go to the half. Boston up 50-41. They got off to a talky hot start from the field. And per usual with things, it evened itself out. Boston up 9. Going into the locker room, Karl-Anthony Towns, the leading scorer for the New York Knicks. He's got 14 on 6 of 11 shooting. Josh Hart with 11. Kind of a slow start for Mighty Mouse Jalen Brunson. He's 3 of 10 from the field and has 7 points for Boston. A really, really good sign for the Celtics. Jaylen Brown, 7 of 16 from the field to start. He's got 17 points and 6 rebounds. If you remember, in game number 1, if you got to watch, just didn't have a whole lot of lift on his shot, man, and really was struggling to get downhill. I don't know if he got the PRP injection. I don't know if he took some the cortisone shot or whatever. But Jaylen Brown looks pretty spry as the Celtics up 9 on the New York Knicks. We'll keep you up to speed on that as we roll throughout the rest of the program. Right now, though, 1-800-636-1067. Cowboys traded for George Pickens this offseason. Excuse me, earlier this morning. And I really love what they were able to do in the draft. And it got me thinking, well, who's had the best offseason in the NFC? Because before the draft and before Dallas went with George Pickens this morning, I was very clear that, yeah, Washington has knocked the offseason out of the park way better than any other team in this division. I think Dallas, after the draft and after their acquisition of Pickens this morning, should have something to say about it. Honestly. Like, I think they should have something to say about it. I just feel like the difference this year with Dallas and every team in the NFC East, I think the healthiest team is going to win this division. I know Philadelphia is not going to win because of the history of the division winners in this thing since 2000. The Giants, I don't think, have good enough quarterback play to win it. I think it's going to come down to Washington, Philadelphia, and Dallas. I think this will be a three-team race for the NFC East. I can also see a scenario where all three of these teams punch their ticket to the postseason with with the NFC East getting 2 wild card representatives. But that's just out of respect for Dak Prescott and how I view him as a quarterback. He's now got 2 number one wide receivers in George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. The run game will be much improved because of guys like Jaden Blue, Javonte Williams, Phil Maffa. Their offensive line, you lose Zach Martin, replace him with Tyler Booker, a young man who I think has perennial all-pro potential. Who's had the best offseason in this NFC East, and are you at all concerned as a Commanders fan that Dallas may be closing the gap? Rodney's in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, Rodney? Rodney. I got you. What's going on? Your phone's cutting out.
No.
Your phone. Okay, I got you. I got you now. What's going on?
Nothing. What's going on with you?
I'm all right. You know, I'm just going through the division. I know it's irritated a lot of y'all out there that I keep referencing the Cowboys. They had the biggest news of the day today.
No, they don't. First of all, I don't think you realize where you are. You're in Dallas. You're in D.C. And you pumping them. We don't want to hear about them bombs. We want to hear about what's going on with our team.
Rodney, it's not that I'm pumping them. I'm being objective here. They had a damn good offseason.
No, you pumping them because you're not giving New York the same time. You're not giving Philly the same time.
Because they didn't have as good of an offseason as Dallas did.
In your opinion. But it's not just your opinion. It's everybody's. Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Your man, you're so high on Dak Prescott. He's been in the league for 9 years. He got two playoff wins. The league 1 year. He got two playoff wins. What are you going to say about that?
Four minutes past the hour here on our nation's capital, 8:04 for those of you that don't speak radio. Tapped into 106.7 The Fan. And the youngest in Charles Linnell Willingham will take you up to 10 o'clock. Celtics and Knicks getting ready to go to the half. Boston up 50-41. They got off to a tocky hot start from the field. And per usual with things, it evened itself out. Boston up 9 going into the locker room. Karl Anthony Towns. The leading scorer for the New York Knicks. He's got 14 on 6 of 11 shooting. Josh Hart with 11. Kind of a slow start for Mighty Mouse Jalen Brunson. He's 3 of 10 from the field and has 7 points for Boston. A really, really good sign for the Celtics. Jaylen Brown, 7 of 16 from the field to start. He's got 17 points and 6 rebounds. If you remember, in game number 1, if you got to watch, just didn't have a whole lot of lift on his shot, man, and really was struggling to get downhill. I don't know if he got the PRP injection. I don't know if he took the cortisone shot or whatever, but Jaylen Brown looks pretty spry as the Celtics up 9 of the New York Knicks. We'll keep you up to speed on that as we roll throughout the rest of the program. Right now, though, 1-800-636-1067. Cowboys traded for George Pickens earlier this morning. And I really love what they were able to do in the draft. And it got me thinking, well, who's had the best offseason in the NFC? Because before the draft and before Dallas went with George Pickens this morning, I was very clear that, Washington has knocked the offseason out of the park way better than any other team in this division. I think Dallas, after the draft and after their acquisition of Pickens this morning, should have something to say about it, honestly. Like, I think they should have something to say about it. I just feel like the difference this year with Dallas and every team in the NFC East, I think the healthiest team is going to win this division. I know Philadelphia is not going to win because of the history of the division winners in this thing since 2000. The Giants, I don't think, have good enough quarterback play to win it. I think it's going to come down to Washington, Philadelphia, and Dallas. I think this will be a three-team race for the NFC East. I can also see a scenario where all three of these teams punch their ticket to the postseason with the NFC East getting two wild card representatives. But that's just out of respect for Dak Prescott and how I view him as a quarterback. He's now got two number one wide receivers in George Pickens and CeeDee Lamb. The run game will be much improved because of guys like Jaden Blue, Javonte Williams, Phil Maffa. Their offensive line, you lose Zach Martin, replace him with Tyler Booker, a young man who I think has perennial all-pro potential. Who's had the best offseason in this NFC East, and are you at all concerned as a Commanders fan that Dallas may be closing the gap? Rodney's in D.C. wants to chime in. What's going on, Rodney? Rodney. I got you. What's going on? Your phone's cutting out.
No.
Your phone. Okay, I got you. I got you now. What's going on?
Nothing. What's going on with you?
I'm all right. You know, I'm just going through the division. I know it's irritated a lot of y'all out there that I keep referencing the Cowboys. They had the biggest news of the day today.
No, they don't. First of all, I don't think you realize where you are. You ain't in Dallas. You're in D.C. And you pumping them. We don't want to hear about them bombs. We want to hear about what's going on with our team.
Rodney, it's not that I'm pumping them. I'm being objective here. They had a damn good offseason.
No, you pumping them because you're not giving New York the same time. You're not giving Philly the same time.
Because they didn't have as good of an offseason as Dallas did.
In your opinion. But it's not just your opinion. It's everybody's. Let me ask you a question.
Uh-huh.
Your man, you're so high on Dak Prescott. He's been in the league for 9 years. He got two playoff wins. The league 1 year. He got two playoff wins. What are you going to say about that?
Still moving and grooving right along as we take you up to 10 o'clock here on this Wednesday night edition of Overtime. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles Linnell Willingham. Coming up in about 15 minutes, one of the absolute best senior NFL reporter for YahooSports.com, Jory Epstein, going to join the program. Jory sat down with our quarterback, Jaden Daniels, over this past weekend and did a one-on-one sit-down with the reigning offensive player of the year. We'll get Jory's thoughts on how Jaden is doing everything he can to prevent a sophomore slump. Make sure you keep it locked on the Fan for my conversation with Jory Epstein coming up at about 8:35. Right now, I'm going to go back out to the phones. The Dallas Cowboys made the biggest move of the day here when it comes to the sporting world. They're the headline. They're the top story. This morning, they made a trade to acquire George Pickens from the Pittsburgh Steelers. When you consider the moves Dallas made in free agency and how well they drafted a couple of weekends ago. Is Dallas the most improved team in the NFC East? I think they are. What say you? 1-800-636-1067. Not only do I think Dallas is the most improved team in the NFC East, I think they have narrowed the gap a little bit between them and the Washington Commanders. 1-800-636-1067. Stefan is in D.C. What's going on, Stefan?
Hey, doing good. I would say it's hard to say whether Dallas is the most improved team because you had to add Dak to that. And no matter what you think about Dak playoff time, during the season, he elevates them.
Yeah.
With Pickens, I don't trust him. The last time Pittsburgh let a star wide receiver go, we saw what happened. He was a crash out. Pickens is in that same mode when you're away from Tomlin and you go to Brown went to a veteran good coach. Mm-hmm. So what is going to happen in Dallas? With the Commanders, what a lot of people are failing to realize, we didn't get a star-studded DN. I don't recall back in the Legion of Boom days them having a killer DN. I think they built
Good
this
point.
Defensive lineup to what they love to run. Big, beefy guys that can hold the fort. They got Luvu, who's going to be like a bat out of hell. They got the kid from UCLA who's going to be flying around. Our secondary is going to be a lot better. I think we are the better team.
Excuse me, Stefan, I agree with that. I think we are the better team. I just think that it'd be hard to ignore the moves they've made this offseason and say that they haven't at least narrowed the gap. Not saying they're better than us.
Yeah.
Not saying they'll finish with a better record. I'm not saying any of that. I just think they're not a team that you should be disrespecting or sleeping on because they've got talent all up and down that roster.
Yeah, even without Dak last year, they gave us problems. They gave a lot of team problems. So with him back, they're going to be scary. I just don't think they had the metal to put it all together and take it all the way.
For sure. Stefan, I appreciate it as always, brother. Enjoy the rest of your night, homie. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. It's interesting. Because, look, y'all know how I feel about this group. I bleed burgundy and gold. I'm a massive fan. I've been a fan of this team my whole life. I'm 27. I haven't seen prosperity. So y'all know when I'm giving another team credit, it's not because I'm some hater. It's not because I'm trying to spark people's attention. It's hard for me to sit here and watch what they've done and go, man, no big deal. Who cares about Dallas still? It's hard for me to do that, especially when you consider the NFL is such a year-to-year league. Everything changes from 1 year to another. There's no guarantee that Washington makes the postseason next year. There's no guarantee, you know, that Washington is able to build off of last year's success. I think we're all hopeful for it. I think the quarterback has the right mental makeup to where it's more likely than not. But let's be objective here when we look at this thing. I still think Washington is the second best team in the division. I just am starting to feel like, man, next year playing in the NFC East, those six games, two against Dallas, two against Philly, two against New York, it ain't going to be a cakewalk. Nate is in D.C. Wants to tap in. What's going on, brother?
What up, Lunel?
What's going on, homie? How you?
I can't complain at all. I appreciate you for asking.
For sure.
I agree to an extent.
Okay.
With what you said. I look at it like, if anything, that the signing, the trade that the Cowboys just made, if nothing else, it kind of more so solidified that the NFC East as a division has gotten that much tougher, mm-hmm. because we used to be the laughing stock of the league. But as far as success on field for the Cowboys after picking up Pickens, that will have to remain to be seen. I get it that we played a losing schedule last season. That means that this season, the schedule that we have, mm-hmm. which is basically our regular division opponents, the AFC West, the NFC North, the Falcons, and the Seahawks,
mm-hmm.
I can almost be sure that we will do better with this schedule, this winning schedule now, than the Cowboys will with their losing schedule.
Because the divisions is the tough part. The divisions
is coaching.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
The coaching, the quarterback, and the rest of the team surrounding. It's not just about one player. This is a team game.
For sure.
And I do get what you're saying. Like, it makes it that much scarier for us. But we lost to the Cowboys without Pickens last season. And that was just on a humble.
Yeah.
But gone are the days when they're able to fly over with benches and guarantee a win over us and blow us out 56 to something,
yeah.
and fly 59 to something, fly back happy where we speechless and we can't say nothing. Those days are gone.
I agree. I agree for sure. Nate, appreciate you tapping in as always, brother. Enjoy the rest
appreciate
of your night,
you,
man.
1-800-636-1067.
Let's go to Bill in Loudoun County. What's going on, Bill?
Hey, what's up, Lunel, man? I've never called in, but this topic, this content is poor. This is just an audience here that's craving everything, of course, Commanders, right? And we don't really care about the Cowboys. I'm telling you from a perspective of
I hear you.
A Washingtonian, dyed-in-the-wool, burgundy and gold. You can do better. This is not something that, whether you came up with it or somebody else, I would recommend that, you know, as a station, you kind of revisit this type of conversation, because no one really cares about the Cowboys.
And it's so not a Cowboys-specific conversation, though, Bill. The question is, who's the most improved team in the division?
I hear you. I don't know. I have nothing against your personal man. But, I tuned in driving home about 20 minutes ago.
Okay.
And, they get Pickens. I mean, that's fine. I mean, we've gotten our players and all that kind of stuff. But what I'm saying is that I think, we're on our momentum right now is, it's so joyous.
It is.
And no one really cares if what the Cowboys do, because I would say going forward for your programming and all that, give me a call if you ever want to talk about it, because I'm a huge Commanders fan. Happy to participate. But, I wouldn't really put the Cowboys out there as like having, whether it's the day or not or whatever, like where they get Pickens. Okay, that's fine. There's got to be something else better to talk about. I just think the Cowboys are just not worth our time. But it prompted me to call in, and for that, kudos to you and the programming folks there at the radio station.
Bill, I hope you have a good rest of the night, brother. And I honestly appreciate the feedback, man. I'm glad.
Yeah, man. I'm glad it's all good. It's coming from a man that's been in the D.C. region for 60 years.
For sure.
But anyway, we can do better. That's
enjoy the rest of your night, brother. 1-800-636-1067. Jory Epstein, senior reporter for YahooSports.com, going to join us coming up here in the next 10 minutes or so. She had a one-on-one sit-down with Jayden Daniels over the weekend and got hot and heavy into why and what he is doing to prevent a sophomore slump. Steve is in Bristow. Wants to chime in. What's going on, Steve?
Hey, how are you, Linnell?
Good, buddy. How you doing?
I'm doing good. You know, I mean, you know, I think I've watched football back in the RFK days. And I'm telling you, over the last decades, I've been really pleased to watch the Cowboys be able to do nothing in the playoffs. And it'll be the same scene. You know, I mean, you know, they add Pickens. Well, they also have C.D. Lamb. Last I checked, he's pretty bad. You know, he's a bad dude. But I just don't see anything really changing to say that they've closed the gap. Well, they closed the gap during the regular season, maybe. Not that, you know, I can guarantee anything with us, but I think we're far superior and we will continue to be. And it's a joke. I'd worry more about that defensive line of the Giants.
The Giants don't have a quarterback, though. And we know how that works.
Well, they have one that's been to a Super Bowl, right?
He's garbage, though. What was he last year?
Supporting
cast.
But he might be garbage, but what has Dak done? Tell me last time he won a playoff game.
Hey, look, you're not going to get me to become some. You're not going to get me to become a Dak Prescott truther. You're not.
Well, but you almost sound like a Dallas fan, and it's hilarious.
No, I'm being objective. It's not that I'm a fan. I look at the moves that they've made, and I'm looking at – it's more than just the Pickens thing to me, Steve.
I do understand they've made some pretty good moves, but, I mean, they can take all the good moves they want. They're still the Dallas Cowboys with a senile freaking owner.
Hey, Steve, you know what's crazy? I'm glad you brought that up, man. I'm glad you brought up him being senile. Because you're obviously probably a lot older than I am. Is this the first time – do you ever remember a scenario in which an owner is going senile on the job?
Oh, many times. I think we watched it for the last 30 years.
Here in Washington.
You know, ever since our dude left, Cook, you know, I mean, yeah. We were cooked.
Yeah, for sure. Steve, I appreciate you as always, man. You're always chiming in with me.
You're awesome, man.
Appreciate you. Enjoy the rest of your night. 1-800-636-1067. We're going to get inside the mind of one Jayden Daniels through Jori Epstein, senior reporter for YahooSports.com. She sat down with Jayden over the weekend and got into his mind about what he is doing to prevent a sophomore slump. She joins us next. They're on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50. Code LISTEN50.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Wow. What a last segment that was. Appreciate all of you who chimed in on the phones, whether you hate me or not. Good conversation about whether or not the Cowboys have narrowed the gap at all between themselves and Washington. You're tapped in to the Youngest and Charles and L. Willingham here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. Take you up to 10 o'clock. Knicks and Celtics, 5 minutes left to go in the third quarter. Boston with a 16-point lead, looking to tie that series at one game apiece. Right now, we go out to the Rude Guest Hotline, where we find one of the absolute best covering the National Football League, our pal Jory Epstein, senior NFL reporter for Yahoo Sports. You can give her a follow on the X app at Jory Epstein. How you doing, my friend? How are you? Long time no chat.
I am doing well enough. How are you doing?
I'm good. The last time we talked, it was fresh off for your convo with Dan Quinn when he was hired last offseason, and I say that your good vibes and good juju that you brought, I know you had a relationship with him back in Dallas. I'm assuming that's how that interview got connected. You gave us so much insight, Jory, and kind of predicted the future. I'm not going to give you all the credit for Washington making the NFC Championship game, but I think your sit down with Dan really unveiled some of the leadership qualities that he has and why, you know, this time around was so different for him as a head coach. So appreciate you giving some time to us. You got the chance to sit down with Jaden Daniels recently. First and foremost, your initial thoughts on him, the human being, after getting to spend some time with him.
Yeah, Jaden was great. It was funny. Later on in our interview, I had asked him something that would surprise us. I said, people see you, or they see certain things that would surprise them. And he goes, I'm actually an introvert. Like, I love when fans come up and talk to me. I appreciate all the support, but really at my core, I'm an introvert. And I was almost laughing because he's saying this at the end of a 15-minute conversation where he had no problem answering the questions. He was jovial. He was smiling, all of that. So he was great to talk to. And I especially thought his insight on Cliff Kingsbury was super interesting.
For sure. You can go read Jory's story online at yahoosports.com. She sat down with the reigning defending offensive rookie of the year and touched on a bunch of things, including what he and his camp are doing to prevent that sophomore slump. You mentioned Cliff Kingsbury, Jory. I'll get right into it. It was very evident from the first moment I was out there at OTAs when Jaden was just taking second team reps at that point that the relationship between him and Cliff was going to be something to monitor. The one thing that stood out right away last offseason, Jory, and you've covered the NFL for a while yourself, so you pick up what I'm putting down here. Marcus Mariota was getting the first team reps, but Jory, the thing that continued to stand out is, man, this young pup is getting the ball out on time quick. He's not scrambling. He's not waiting for guys to get open. It's getting out on time as soon as he hits that back foot. What did he talk to you about in terms of preparation and how important that was in his situation last year?
Absolutely. I think what was so important to him is that Cliff did tailor the offense to his strengths. And that's what Jaden told me this week. And he said that they would have conversations of how could they make Jaden as comfortable as possible. I don't like this play. I do like that play. They would argue about it. But ultimately, generally, if Jaden wasn't comfortable, they wouldn't do it. And I asked him, I said, how do you feel that you have that ability, even as a rookie? I mean, this was long before the NFC Championship,
right,
that you had the ability to give input, because some rookies don't feel like they're in a culture, in a team, that they can speak up like that. And his response to that clip is, quote, one of one. And he said there was a time when he really didn't like a play. They were kind of arguing, and he's like, I just don't feel comfortable. And Cliff said, well, I really think it's great for the game plan. So Jaden goes, I gave him one shot, didn't like it, and he took it out. So I think, if anything, like, the dynamic I was getting from what he was saying is that this was almost an enjoyable competitive tension of, like, mm-hmm. who's right about whether this play should be in the game, all of which being the goal of Jaden's success. And I think that when you look at what Jaden did compared to other recent rookie quarterbacks, and especially Caleb Williams, who went right before him, of course, to Chicago, Caleb did not have an offense that was giving him all the quick options, the first and second reads, that was giving him the play action so that it wasn't quite as predictable. I mean, he had three offensive coordinators in his first year, and then you look at and now he's going on to his fourth in Ben Johnson, or fourth play caller, and he's got yet another offensive coordinator who's not calling plays. And then you look at Jaden, who's going into his second season, one play caller, one offensive coordinator. Obviously, there are other people on that staff, like Tavitha Pritchard, who are great, but one guy is in charge of what you need to do.
Yeah, for sure. And Jaden had to earn that right, as you kind of alluded to, Jory, to get the chance to go, hey, Cliff, I know you like this play, but I'm not sure it's the best for us. That started, he's showing up at the facility, according to multiple reports, Jory, at 5 a.m. During the offseason program. He came in and was able to absorb the playbook like a sponge. I think his relationship with Cliff, though, man, I'm so happy that you were able to dig into that a little bit more and give us that story. Think about all of the negative, you know, energy, I guess, the best way to put it, that was surrounding Cliff as he took this job last year. People continued to point to that Arizona offense falling off a cliff, so to speak, at season's end with Kyler Murray. Cliff talked about it ad nauseum throughout the season, Jory, just how working with Jaden kind of, you know, allowed him to refine his love for the game. Do you expect those two to continue to build off of what happened last year, or do you think it is, you know, maybe normal for them to have a regression of some sort?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked, Linnell, because we were having this debate on our podcast yesterday over at Yahoo Sports on Inside Coverage. And my colleague, Frank Schwab, who was way higher on the Commanders before last season than the rest of us were, is now not as high as them or on them as we are. And I think for me, well, two things I'll say is you mentioned this cliff, and I know it's a funny word, but it is the best word to say it, that the Arizona offenses under Cliff Kingsbury often fell off. And when Jaden had that rib injury this year, and it was the Thursday night game against Philly, and then there was a little bit of tension and just like offensive struggle, it's not tension emotionally necessarily, but just like play calling tension, I felt like that they weren't as smooth. I started to wonder, I said, is this just the type of thing where Cliff is so creative at the beginning of the season that come November, December, people start to figure it out. It's no longer as predictable and it's not as effective. And I give Cliff a ton of credit because in the playoffs he showed, no, that's not the case. And to be able to do what they did to Detroit, among others, really, I think, kind of like thwarts that narrative, at least for the time being, and at least with his marriage with Jaden Daniels. In terms of this year, I think that Jaden should be able to build on the foundation. And that's not necessarily going to mean they win more games than last year. I think they should be playoff contenders at least again, because to me, when I looked at last year, first of all, I wasn't sure if it would work. I mean, Dan Quinn wasn't in his prior head coaching job for a reason, and Cliff Kingsbury wasn't in his prior head coaching job for a reason. Sometimes when you have coaches come back around, it doesn't always work out. Right. Then I went out there for OTAs, and everyone was just like all about the energy, and I'm like, okay, but does this need to be a little more intense? And no, I'm not saying they weren't practicing hard, but it was
Jory,
definitely
can
more
I cut
West
you off
Coast.
For a second? I literally thought the exact same thing the first time I went out there and saw them. They even built it up from training camp. Like the first practice of training camp, Jory, was 45 minutes. I'm like, well, what the hell are they doing? How do you get better doing this? But there's a method to DQ's madness, as you're alluding to.
For sure, for sure. And again, I'm not saying that it was wrong, and I'm not saying I know the right way better than DQ and that staff. But I was a little bit like, sometimes you see these bubbles pop when everyone has good energy once you start winning or losing. To me, and then on top of that, you look at Zach Ertz, you look at Bobby Wagner. Were they going to be culture guys? Sure. No one was debating that. But were they going to be able to play? And I feel like there were so many people on that roster who totally exceeded expectations relative to what they have left in the tank. So to me, I'm not sure that everything is, from a win standpoint, they're going to be higher, because as we all know, whether it's the Hail Mary, whether it's the doink in, there were multiple games that they got pretty lucky at the end. But I think the foundation they built last year should make them a better team this year. Maybe not a luckier team. I think that you kind of got the football gods' luck last year. Right. Like, oh, Dan Snyder's gone, cool. Then we will give you a bunch of, like, literal doinks in to win in a playoff game. I thought that was just quite poetic, but I do think that this should be a better team, even if it's not a higher winning team.
What Jory is alluding to, we all got to live through it in real time. There were the Cardiac Commanders at a certain point in time. The final five games of the season, they won on the last play. So, yeah, the football gods for sure were on their side. They are more talented, I would say, this time around, Jory, and you alluded to it. Olamide Zaccheaus was one of the feature receivers last year. Noah Brown played a really big role. Washington did not, you know, rest on their laurels and sit on their hands after punching their ticket to the conference championship. They go out and acquire, you know, former All-Pro left tackle in Laremy Tunsil. They go out and get a Deebo Samuel, one of the most explosive offensive weapons in the NFL. When you got to sit down with Jaden, what were his thoughts on the two new additions offensively?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that, first of all, he said before they acquired Laremy Tunsil, because I asked him his reaction, mm-hmm. and he said, oh, they called me and let me know. And I got to say,
wow,
that is not something that happens all the time, Linnell. I mean, I've covered teams, again, Dak Prescott, very established starter in Dallas. He's been starting since 2016. He's the leader of that team. But the front office doesn't call him on every move, and I'm not saying they have to or they don't have to, right. but there are definitely different ways that people handle it. And to me, it just shows such an acknowledgement of how key Jaden is to this team, not just in the present, but in the future, to say, hey, we're getting you this Laremy Tunsil, and oh, by the way, we're investing in protecting you. So I thought he was very excited about that and just seeing what he brought. And then for Deebo Samuel, I mean, he's talking about just how versatile Deebo is. And so he was saying he's a versatile guy. He's a playmaker once he gets the ball in his hands. After the catch, he's got a lot to offer. And so Jaden said he's, quote, super excited to continue to work with him, and we'll go from there. But I definitely think, to me, the way I put it to Jaden is, when you look at Terry McLaurin, and you guys all know this better than I do, he was a 1,000-yard receiver for a lot of years. He was a very good receiver for a lot of years. But you go from averaging 5 touchdowns a year in your first 5 years to 13 with Jaden.
Right.
That can be the impact that a quarterback has on a receiver. And so I'm not putting a knock on any of the San Francisco guys, but there's no reason that you shouldn't see the possibility that Deebo could hit another level of ceiling with Jaden Daniels, mm-hmm. because we saw Terry McLaurin hit a different ceiling.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. The Deebo Samuel thing is interesting. I'm not sure, Jory, how familiar you are with what he went through last year. He had pneumonia, right? Like, the average person, me and you, if we had pneumonia, I'm sure we're calling off of work. You're probably not able to focus in on your writing as much because you're struggling to breathe. This dude was out there trying to play football games, and there was a lot made about his statistical regression and, you know, him not being, quote-unquote, in the best shape. I think he comes to Washington and is very motivated, Jory. When you look at the role that he could play in this offense, do you think this is a good fit for him here in D.C.?
Yeah, well, first of all, I definitely would agree that not being in the best shape. Yeah, most people who have pneumonia are not in the best shape of their lives. So
right.
I think we understand the potential reason for that. But I do think he's a good fit. And you can get into scheme fit, and lots of people are breaking it down. But the other thing I would say is there's an energy fit here.
Mm-hmm.
I always look at coaching staff and I say, Minnesota and Cleveland, to me, are the best examples. Kevin O'Connell and Kevin Stefanski are great coaches, but they're fairly cerebral in terms of their personality. So what do? They go out and get Brian Flores. They go out against Jim Schwartz as their defensive coordinators. Yep. Well, now you've got a fiery coach to complement your cerebral one. I think Terry McLaurin's great. He's great with the media. You know that even better than I do. But I don't think of him as necessarily the fiery, edgy, bully guy. I think of him as like a great player and a great guy. And not that they necessarily are independent, but I think that there are some teams who you want a little bit of that edge. And sometimes it might be a little uncomfortable in the locker room. I've covered edgy players, and they don't necessarily go quietly into the night, especially if they don't get the targets they want. But I do think that there are teams who want a little bit more fire on the field, and that's something that Deebo will bring.
100% right now, joined by Jory Epstein, senior NFL reporter for YahooSports.com. Make sure you give her a follow on the X app at Jory Epstein. That is J-O-R-I Epstein. Jory, always love reading your work. You mentioned, though, that you were not as high on Washington going into this year in terms of the win total. What do you think represents a successful season for the 2025 Commanders, Jory?
Yeah, it's a great question, and some of this is going to come down to it's no longer Jaden's rookie year, and so people have tape on him, and some of this is there's no longer DQ and Cliff and the whole coaching, Joe Witt Jr. as well, all of their rookie year for coaching, so I think that there's just going to be a different level of game planning that goes against them. When you look at 12-5, I mean, I don't think that they're going to be a 6-win team. I would think they still have a winning record, but I think it could be more of like, hey, 9-10, because you're in a division where the Cowboys seem to be getting better. They just got George Pickens today, a different coaching staff, more investment in the offensive line. The Eagles are coming off a Super Bowl. I mean, they're not going to have an easy schedule. And so to me, I'm just saying that I think you could have more solid games throughout, and not necessarily win. But I will say, as much as I talked about the Commanders' luck, what Jaden did at the end of last year and what a lot of this team did at the end of last year does show a clutch gene that you kind of either have it or you don't sometimes in the NFL. I don't like saying that, but there are certain players who, when you look at their record books, just always have the comeback. And I remember talking to Dak Prescott about this early in his career, because in that first year he had as a rookie, they had some sort of like record setting number of comebacks in the fourth quarter and blah, blah, blah. Jaden might have broken one of those records, if I remember correctly, this past year. And I asked him that, and he was like, yeah, but I don't want to be coming back. Like, I just want to be ahead. The goal is not to have a dramatic finish. It's to win. Right. And so my point is, I do think that they will have more clear victories and a higher number of decisive victories, but that doesn't necessarily mean at the end of the game, when the ball's going to bounce one way or the other, that they're going to end up going from 9 to 12, which I think they kind of did with Hail Mary type plays last year.
For sure. Absolutely cannot wait. We got rookie mini camp coming up this Friday. Jory, our first chance to get back on the grass and see the local 53. We're super excited about it. I appreciate you making some time for us tonight, Jory.
Great to talk to you now. Always good.
Yes, indeed. That is one of the absolute best, talking all things NFL. My pal Jory Epstein, senior NFL reporter for YahooSports.com. Make sure you check out her story at YahooSports.com. She sat down with the reigning defending Offensive Rookie of the Year, Jaden Daniels, and picked his brain on what are they doing to prevent a sophomore slump. I always love catching up with Jory, one of the most plugged in the National Football League. I know you all are probably thinking, she was talking about Dallas. Yeah, she covered the Dallas Cowboys as well. I actually had her on last year right after Dan Quinn was hired, and she provided some tremendous insight into that coaching staff and, you know, just what they could provide for this football team. That's why I was kind of making a joke with her at the beginning, like, hey, you know, you kind of predicted what was going to happen here, man. Like, she knew Dan Quinn pretty well. She knew Joe Witt pretty well, and the vibes that they were going to bring here to D.C., and they did just that. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. We get you up to speed on Celtics and Knicks game number 2. Plus, Adam Peters, as I mentioned, joined the Pat McAfee show earlier this week and had some pretty interesting comments. We'll get to that. Plus, Jaden Daniels and TMZ crossed paths with each other last night. Let's just say Jaden Daniels was not the focal point. That is next here on The Fan.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks, and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Welcome back. It's overtime here on 106.7 The Fan. We're always live and free on the Odyssey app as well. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles Donnell Willingham. We'll take you up to 10 o'clock. Just had Jory Epstein hop off with us. Just awesome. One of the absolute best senior NFL reporter for YahooSports.com. She just sat down with Jayden Daniels for a one-on-one exclusive and, you know, gave some insight into how, you know, he is trying to avoid a sophomore slump. If you missed any of my conversation with Jory, use the Odyssey Rewind feature and go back to the 8:30 conversation to get the latest on Jory Epstein and Jayden Daniels conversation. Chris Russell is going to join us top of the 9 o'clock hour to recap Caps and Hurricanes game number one. So make sure you keep it locked on the Fan for that. Bobby Blanco going to join us in the 9 o'clock hour as well. So we're loaded before we let you go into the evening hours. I mentioned I'd get you hip to what's going on in Knicks and Celtics game number two. 10:35 and counting left to go in regulation. Boston with a 13-point lead, 76-63, as they try to tie this series up at one game apiece. I mentioned before we went to break, Jayden Daniels last night was out and about somewhere, and some paparazzi caught wind and, you know, was flashing some pictures at our guy, JD5, and his mom was in the limo, and the camera got eyes on her, and she tried to hide herself. First of all, I'm about to really get deep in my bag, like I'm looking for the last fry at the bottom, if you pick up what I'm putting down. Shut up about Jayden's mom. Shut up about Jayden's mom. Any of you dumbasses out there that have an issue with Jayden Daniels and his mom being around, fly a kite. Kick rocks. Put your hand into a hot, hot plate. Seriously. That ticks me off, bro. Because stupid Dove Kleeman, that idiot that probably sits in his mom's basement all day eating bonbons and watching OnlyFans videos, came out and added a detail to this whole thing that, honestly, we don't even know if it's true. Why was the caption that Jayden Daniels' mom is third-wheeling a dinner date? How the bleep do you know he was on a date? How? And who cares if his mom was there? She's his mom. She's his agent.
Now, in my eyes, the same person that runs Dove Kleeman now, who I don't know if it's still the same person or
it can't
switched.
Be. It's not the same person. That other guy has
it's not. Whoever runs that in ML football are the two dumbest people to exist on planet Earth.
Idiots.
Those are the two worst accounts on the X app.
It's crazy. My
Why can't Musk ban them?
Dude, yeah, we got rid of things that were feeding families like meth streams and crack streams. Now I got to lose the whack ass, the TV app, .to. And we got idiots like that still on Twitter making up lies.
Well, that just tells you what X has become the past couple of years.
Well, yeah, we know what it's become. That's a stupid name. It's Twitter. The rebrand was cool. Like, the black look is sleek. I dig it. But chill on Jayden Daniels and his mom, y'all. Like, that stuff's getting annoying. I'm getting so annoyed from it. I heard from a birdie that Jayden Daniels and his mom, not an issue at all in Ashburn. So that's all that matters. 1-800-636-1067. Why do the people assume he was on a date? That's actually a terrible assumption. His mom said he can't date. And I'm obviously poking fun when I say that.
You're going to get too many people calling about that. You know how callers are when you bring up stuff like this.
For sure. But the whole thing is, like, I think people are taking it too seriously. I think it's I don't know. I was going to sound racist, and y'all know I'm not a racist guy. But, like, it's a thing in the black community, that's something that happens often. You're not dating. Focus on what you got going on. I get it. I don't even want to say the black community. I want to say athletic community is what I would say. Was not a race thing at all. When you're a star athlete, that is your family's number one fear, is that some boy or some girl is going to come mess up and distract you. Made me mad as hell. He's sitting at the USC game next to Juju Watkins, and we got people just making up lies Get your head out of the gutter. By the way, Jaden was spotted wearing a Juju Watkins shirt the other day. Just saying. Two Nike athletes, it shouldn't surprise you. 1-800-636-1067. I have no problem with Jaden Daniels' mom being around. I hope she continues to be around, because guess what? At a certain point, you got to imagine that, you know, she's part of the special sauce, special juju, no pun intended, that makes him what he is as a quarterback. Final hour of power coming your way next right here on The Fan. I got Chris Russell, who was live out of Cap One Arena last night, joins us next to give the skinny on why the Caps are now 1-0 to the Carolina Hurricanes in round 2 of the Eastern Conference playoffs. That's next on The Fan.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long!
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.